you know, just a great man of God and a big influence on me. I mean, you don't know. No one in here knows. The only one that knows is the God that I serve. And because I know that there are, I picked up on people where there are, over the years, where, you know, they thought, I talked about Pastor Bill so that they thought that, you know, I was just answered to him and him only. Not so. But I know, I've learned over the years what a servant is. And that's one of my heart and desire, is that every person that's here and every person that I come in contact with would understand the significance of servanthood. Because the God that we serve, He came here to serve.
Yes, He did. That's right.
Just think about it. He came here to serve. But first of all, let me, I want to greet all of you here in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because we serve a great and mighty God who deserve all the praise and all the glory. Yesterday I met with, and I want you to bear with me because I'm not going to hold you here long because we have some other things that we have to attend to that is important. Amen? But I met with a friend of mine, a close friend of mine, and just to meet and just to talk and just fellowship. And naturally, when we get together, we talk about the goodness of God, how He's on an ongoing basis that He's showed Himself real to us. Because we spent a lot of time together studying the Word of God. And, you know, he shared with me, I was going to share with Pastor Bill, there was a young lady that he sensed there's an anointing upon her of a prophet. And the reason being is she said some things that only God could reveal that to her. Not once, not twice, not three times. But several times. And she ended up saying that the Spirit of God led her to Him. He didn't even know her. But praise God. And you know, the same thing as Pastor Bill here. I'll tell you what. He is so sensitive to the Spirit of God, schooling us about the fivefold ministry. Because he knows that he's going to stand before God and give account for what he's been placed in this portion of the body of Christ to share the word of God. Amen? And I thank and praise God for him. Always. Every day. Every day. So, saints, before I end up sharing my message, I like to pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you, Father, with thanksgiving and praise. Father, I thank and praise you, Father, for what you've given me the ability to do, to share your word, and that came from the wisdom that you have imparted in me through the knowledge that I've received through the word of God that I'm going to share. Because this wisdom is imperative that I have this in order for your people to be able to understand the significance of what being said through your word, Father. And Father, I thank you, Father, for the teacher of the church. Oh, glory be unto thee, Father. I could not do this without him, Father. I magnify and glorify you, eternal God. Because you are so good. Hallelujah. Glory be unto thee, Father. Yes, this I pray in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. A simple message that I'm going to share with you is I want everyone to turn to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Praise God. Hallelujah. I really love this passage of scripture. This is just one of those many that I love. But everyone here knows that chapter 5 begins, that talks about the Beatitudes. Now, he's given the Beatitudes is information about things that take place in the kingdom of heaven. But yet, God wants those that have trusted in him to put those practices here, now, on earth. Amen? And you know what, saints? Some of you might say some of the things that he expects for you to do. You say, I cannot do it. Well, I believe that. I believe that you can't do it on your own. That's why he sent a helper to help you. Amen? And saints, you got to know that, you know, if you you get to a point where, you know, you say, boy, I'm not getting it. You know, maybe you're not spending time praying in the Holy Ghost. Maybe you're not doing that, because praying in the Holy Ghost is going to build up that spirit man right to who you need to be praying to, your Heavenly Father. And I believe very strongly, the scripture doesn't say it directly, now you become sensitive to his leading. That charging up is not just to be charged, it's to be led by the Spirit. Amen? And I guarantee you, saints, that it won't be as challenging to do these things, to put these things into practice. But what I want to do is I want to drop down to verse 13. And I read, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Is it then good for nothing but to be thrown under and trampled under men's feet? But you just think about this. Now, who was Jesus really, who was he talking to? He was talking to the disciples. He was talking to those ones that were following him. And with that being said, salt. Why did he use that example? But during the course of my preparation, let's go back and let's see how salt was utilized in Israel. And I found it quite interesting. I'm telling you. It is really, and with the help of a scholar that I expose myself to daily, and that is Rick Renner. I thank God for that man. Yes, I do. Because I read how the Spirit of God works through him every day. Not just the gym, there's other material that he writes. And bless my socks off, and really motivates me and encourages me to be doers of the word. Because I know there's sometimes I come into contact with people, and boy, I'll tell you what, I get the wrong vibes. But you know what? For me, after I have shared the word of God, you know what? I'm not intimidated by that. I'm still led by the Spirit of God and do what I've been commissioned to do. Amen? Now, salt was in Israel was found along the Dead Sea. There was a place where they called the Hill of Salt. And salt was gathered in Israel. And when it was gathered, they used it. One of the first ways they used salt was as a preservative. To preserve. You know, think about how warm it is in Israel. Warm. Think about like meat. Meat. Preserved meat. And I want you to keep this in mind. Everything that I'm sharing with you, because it has a connection to what, why Jesus made that statement to the disciples, you are the salt of the earth. Why don't you think about this? Okay? We serve a great and mighty God. Hallelujah. But this salt was to preserve meat, to prevent it from rotting, from spoil and decay. All right? I want you to think about that. That's number one. Okay? So number two is salt was used as a flavor to enhance. Think about that. Now, everyone here can identify with that, right? Food that is no flavor to it. Boy, you're talking about put a little salt and talking about igniting. Good gracious Allah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen? Yeah. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I get some smiles on face. Boy, I'll tell you, we got some eaters in here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hey, you know, praise God. But they used that, you know, and it really helped to enhance. Keep that in mind. Amen? We serve a great and mighty God that loves us. And once we make a commitment to serve Him, there's an expectation that He has for us. Oh, yeah. Trust me. Don't trust me. Trust Him. Amen? We serve it. And number three, salt was used, believe it or not, salt was used as an antiseptic. Antiseptic. Okay? It was used. And I thought that was really kind of unusual. But with the dirt and disease were common enemies to health there. So they would use salt as an antiseptic. You know, to where areas were contaminated. I never knew that. But how many here knew that? Someone that's in nursing probably have some kind of knowledge on that. You know? How many here knew that salt, you know, at one point? All right. Right. Hey. See, we don't, you know, I don't know everything. And I don't know anyone that do know everything. But Jesus. If you know Him, I understand. Okay, now, number four. Salt was used as a healing agent. Boy, quite interesting. Now, think about back then, a wound. Say if a person suffered a wound from, like, in battle, they would take salt and put it on that wound. And it was act as a healing agent. And it was not only start the process of healing, but also it would prevent the bleed, stop the bleeding. Boy, I'll tell you. You know, I mean, like, just, you know, and think about this. As I was doing my study, if salt is that powerful, how much more powerful is the Word of God? Think about it, brothers and sisters. Huh? Yeah. The Word of God is, hey, much greater than that. Amen? But we're only giving an illustration on how this really, how did the disciples, how it they could really identify with this salt that Jesus brought up to them. Because it was used, you know? All right, so now, another way, number five. Salt was used to give protection from and to drive out evil spirits. Now, it's quite interesting because the reason being is that Rome was there and they had a lot of religious leaders. I mean, people that was following rituals. I mean, they're doing all kind of crazy stuff. I mean, like, keep that in mind. Amen? Keep that in mind. Okay, number six. And I found this here quite interesting, is that salt was used as a fertilizer to spread on the soil, to stimulate the soil in some way that it would stimulate the plants that you would put in and make them larger and higher quality, I want to say. Just think about that. Now, when I was doing this study, now this really related to me, all right, because I consider myself, you know, like a miniature farmer. See, I'm not one of a large farmer, you know, like that's have livestock and, you know, they got like 15 acres of corn and then they have like, you know, some other products. They have a small garden, like consists of maybe, you know, like 2 or 3 acres, you know. But I, you know, right, just think about this. I said, this is a thought that came to mind. I said, man, maybe I should put some of that salt in my soil instead of use the organic fertilizer that I use, which is expensive. But you know what? After thinking, I says, that salt probably back then was probably more richer. Okay, because today, I don't know how they process that salt today. Probably not very good, because everybody is converting to sea salt, which they say is it's kind of interesting from the sea. I assume now, I don't know, you know, because I never did a study on this. I mean, like, is this salt coming from the sea? Anyone know? I mean, it's called sea salt. Now, see, Pastor Bill is a very educated man. Now, Pastor Bill, that's all coming from the sea. I have no idea. But all these thoughts. Now, think about this. I'm doing this study. All these things are going through my mind. But at the same time, think about what was going through the minds of those disciples when Jesus mentioned about salt. Okay? They could really identify what he's talking about. And the key thing is, his statement was, you are the salt of the earth. You are. And moving right along. And like I said, that's really was quite interesting with how they use it as a fertilizer. Boy, I'm telling you. Ooh. But you know what? Man don't know everything. Hey, there's probably some things out there that God has created that, you know, I think that if we utilize the gifts of the Spirit, because I believe that God will reveal things to us, because he's concerned about if we're, say we're a farmer, we go to the Lord and get information from him. What should I do to increase, to help to increase my crops? What should I do? And I'll guarantee you, he'll help us. I believe that. But also, but the implication is that through our influence, now we're right as we are the salt of the earth. Now this is directed right at us, that times I might, during the course of this message, I might say that I am the salt, in which I am the salt. I am the salt of this earth. And I'll tell you what, saints, I take that very seriously. Very seriously. Because I know that one day I'm going to stand before God and give account for this life I lived upon His earth. Because He's the Lord of this earth. Okay? And I share this message in love because I represent the God of love. We serve a great and mighty God. He sent His only begotten Son to die of a humiliating death. Hallelujah. Glory. That we might be brought back into right standing with God. That we can come and plead our case with Him. I know God was just grieved in His when Adam disobeyed Him and that separation took place. That great love. Hallelujah. But that love that we need to be illustrating in every situation and circumstance that we encounter in life. If we want to be the salt of this earth. Amen. Amen. We serve a great and mighty God, saints. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, people should experience our presence. Not that we're intentionally trying to make that known, but it's just a way of life to us. We should really affect the areas that we come into. You know, as we come into a certain area, we should change that. We should be able to change that. Just with our presence. And when we leave a place, it's not the same. It's not the same. And going back to how, I want to say some other things here before I go back to that first example of salt, how it was used, is that just to share some information on our culture that we live in today. You know, everyone here is probably familiar with Rome back in the day. When people used to fill the Colosseum just to go and watch people to be murdered. Just think about that. Now, I believe that everyone here can attest to the fact that if you go to one of these Roman movies, you're not really affected by it, all the blood that you see. You're not making it say, "Oh, man, what was that? Look at that. You see that? He had that blade on it. That means on that wheel of that chariot, and it just sliced the guy in half. Oh, you see, oh." No, we just kind of like sit there, and you just look through it. You know why? Because over time, we've been conditioned not to be moved by things like that. Another thing I like to share is that I look at all the lives that were lost during the course of that time. And that generation, we look back at it, pretty tough. But believe it or not, this generation we live in is a lot worse. And saints, I encourage you, if you are if you have any children, you want to, Pastor Bill talks about this all the time. Be careful what you allow your children to be exposed to. Because the Word of God teaches about those things. What you expose yourself? Good moral character can be corrupted by being exposed to something that is corrupted. On an ongoing basis, okay? Continuous. But children, right now, the things that we see today that has happened in our news, not surprising to me at all. And you know what? I don't even get worked up about it because the things that really affected happened 30 years ago, possibly longer. It was continuously. Okay? And I know that I was sharing with a brother, I says, you know, I was sharing this story with them. I said, there are people, there are Christians praying. Trust me. There are some Christians that are praying, and there are some Christians that are praying, don't know how to pray. So they're not very effective. And one thing is, we don't have, and we do have Christians that are getting results. This is why we're going through the Spirit of God has led Pastor Bill for us to go through these teachings. There's a reason why. It's not because you arrive, you're there. You need to be stirred up. Get laid back. Now, if you love your children and you love your brother or your sister, and you see, you know things that they're exposed to. Some of them don't know the severity of those things. And some do. You know, you don't want to hang around, you know, like, I'll say, you don't want to hang around the joint because you'll become part of the joint. Oh, yeah. Yes. But remember this. We are the salt of this earth. We can preserve it. Just like the salt they used back in Israel, back in ancient time, to preserve. Amen? And I'll tell you what, saints, it is really our responsibility and also we can do a lot by enhancing the environment as well with our influence. Don't be too quick to say, well, I wasn't led by the Spirit of God. But I think there was Marcel, it really convicted my heart. Because for the longest, it really convicted my heart. Because I'm saying I'm always just focusing in on to be led by the Spirit of God. And, you know, to say something to people that the Spirit of God is bringing up, bringing to my remembrance. So I need to say something that's not do any compromising. You're afraid that you're waiting like for that special time. Hey, the special time is when the suggestion comes. Because the devil is not bringing it to your remembrance to share the gospel to someone. No, he's not. So you got to be bold. And I think that boldness, I think that we, when we come together, we need to pray for that boldness, just like they did in the book of Acts. They come together. that they would go and speak the word of God with boldness, with no compromising. Praise God. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God because, saints, judgment day is coming. Yes, it is. Yeah, because your friends, when you stand before God, he ain't gonna be your friend, your homie, he ain't gonna be beside you. No. But the enemy of this world has deceived many, many people. Our influence is vital because Jesus labeled us as the salt of this world, of this earth. I'm telling you, saints, I get stirred up doing this week. I was out at Sam's Club and I shop there often for my family and also for the church. You know, the Spirit of God leads me and says, I don't want Pastor Bill always going out there. Hey, I can do that because Pastor Bill does a lot. I already know what he does. Because preparing to deliver the message, you know, some of you might think, well, he's going to Bible college and all that. This man, he's got it. Okay. You got to realize he's got to deal with some stuff. You think the enemy's just going to stand over there and like, I know he's done some binding. Yeah, bind that thought and just saying, hey, you don't let it just, no, he's going to do everything he can to attack the man of God, that he's not going to have the ability to share that word. Praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, my brother, hallelujah. Yes. Boy, I'm overflowing every single Sunday. And also, I'm overflowing when I have my brothers and my sisters. Brother Al, when he's there teaching Bible study, Sister Pat, Sister Kathy, I'm overflowing because, boy, you know what? I just sense that hunger that they have to share the word of God. Because my brother here, sometimes he gets so bubbling up, it kind of reminds me of myself. Time I get all bubbly up, you know, and man, hey. Peace, brothers. Settle down. Let the Holy Ghost rule. And see, he's laughing. He can do it. Hey, I'm going to tell you. Inside, get all fired up, boy. I'm going to tell you. The Holy Ghost, boy, they'll get you going. I'm going to tell you. But you know what? But the peace of God will just settle all that down. You know what I mean? I'm telling you. Hey, you know? You know, he'll train you to be, you know, very calm and just like Pastor Bill, very calm and very effectively. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But saints, I want you to understand the significance of you being the salt of this earth. Because it is desperately needed. All you got to do is look all around you. And you don't want to be intimidated. Because God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind to share the word of God through the power of the Holy Ghost that will convict the heart of anyone that's in the presence of you sharing that word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be unto him. Hallelujah. And you know, you think about how salt was used as an antiseptic. Okay, just think about that. All of this is relating to what's going on in our culture. We want to be like an salt is an antiseptic. How effective is in? I know Linda here works in that hospital. They know how effective that is to the human body. But the key thing is, realize this: it is not. It is no more effective than the Word of God. Just think about that. That's right. But this is us. Every single one of yous. Every single one of yous that have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. It has been deposited inside of you. And like I think I've asked this, and I think everybody here, we have the one guest there. How many in here has been filled with the Holy Ghost? Okay, now, I want to say this. You know, like Pastor Bill, he can verbally reprimand me for saying this. If you're not active in your gift, shame on you. You need to be praying in the Holy Ghost every single day. So if you're not, you know what? You know what you're telling God? I don't need that. You know what? And you know what Proverbs says? Only a fool won't take advice. And I think I said this to a brother the other day. He said, I'm cheering the word. I said, I know you're not a fool. He said, no, I'm not a fool, man. I said, look, the word says, okay? Yeah. Now, you know, like, understand, saints, that your challenge, you're going to be bombarded in your mind by when you open up yourself to be to act upon the word of God, you're going to have some opposition. Yeah. But you know what? Thank God he's giving you all the tools to defeat that. Yeah. Amen. Satan, get thee up under my foot now in the name of Jesus. Get thee behind me. And you know what? You don't have, like Pastor Bill, he said, you don't have to be emotional. But you know what? That's me. Because you know what? I sit up under some men. Lester Summerall, I sit there and listen to him, boy, and he said, hey, he would like, whoa. And I would just say, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And that man was very effective because Pastor Bill sit up under his teaching. And he had that, his personality, how he was like. And saints, you don't want to be me. I'm not like Pastor Bill. Okay? But notice Pastor Bill says, he's made the statement, you don't have to be loud. No, you don't. But you don't have to do any compromising with your personality. Because it makes it quite interesting when I hear a minister that, you know, that's praying effectively. He's sharing the word very effectively through the power of the Holy Ghost, but it really ministered to my spirit. Because you know what? I love listening to Pastor Martin minister. Minister Marcel Joseph. Yeah, I love that. And Brother Gall. Brother Jeremy Gall. Oh, hey, look here. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was just sharing with him. I said, you know, we have all sorts of ministers that come in that has different anointing upon them. And I thank and praise God that we have this and our people are exposed to this. Because these men love God, and they share the word of God with power. Amen. Because I'm excited, and I always make a point to share with them that I really enjoyed the message. You know, I want to let them know that I was paying attention. You know, I think about a situation And men will pick up on this. They can pick up it because their spirit will pick up on people in the congregation. I'll never forget. And this is like, anytime I go somewhere to get information, I'm always give all my attention to it. I remember I was in Atlantic City for training, cathedral prep. And I'm sitting, and there is hundreds of coaches in a room bigger than this. It is our sanctuary. And afterwards, the guy opened up for people that want to come up and ask questions. And I went up, and after he had talked to a few guys, and he came to me, he said, "You know what?" He said, "Sir, man," he said, "there was something about you in the crowd, man. I knew you were just picking up everything." I said, "That's right." I said, "That's why I came here." He picked up on this, and I said that to say this. Men of God, they can pick up on, the Spirit of God reveals himself to them. They'll pick up on who's really paying attention. And sometimes the Spirit of God will lead them to, "I want you to come up here." Right, Pastor Bill? And he don't know. And Pastor Bill, I haven't told him anything about you. I'm telling you. Hey, that's the way the Spirit of God works. Yes, he does. And that's why we've done some studies and we've learned how to have an expectation of desiring spiritual gifts. Because they're still active. They weren't cut off because all the apostles died. No. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. You know, not a shadow of change. Amen. But saints, remember we live in an area, a society that's contaminated, and also remember how salt was used as a healing agent. Now, how can we be that influence in this culture of salt? By using our rights and authority that we can go and lay hands on the sick? Okay? This is exactly what we can do. Because we have this power. We have this power. We have this power. And if you're not utilizing it, just laying there dormant, need to be stirred up. Got to remember what James says, 1 and 22. Be not hearers only, but be ye doers of the word. Because when you become just a hearer only, when you run into a situation, right away you see yourself. And now you see your inability to do anything. And we don't want that. God has deposited inside of us. He's given us the ability to do things to make a difference in this sin-sick world that we live in. We're the salt of the earth. We are. We are. Are you? Are you doing your job? Are you doing your job? You don't want to stand before the Lord and he asks you, "Why? Why? Why didn't you do what I said?" Be doers. Be doers of the word, saints. And saints, in closing, glory be unto thee, Father. Hallelujah. Saints, we serve a great and mighty God. Oh, glory be unto thee, Father. Glory and honor to you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory be unto thee, Father. You are so good, Father. You've given us everything we need, Father. Yes, Father. And Father, now, Heavenly Father, I come before you, Father, with thanksgiving and praise. Because, Father, you are worthy of all the praise and all the glory and honor, Father. You are so good. You are so good. You are so great and so greatly to be praised. Father, you are high and lifted up. Yes, Father, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last, Father. And Father, you've given us everything that we need to be the salt of this earth, that changes would take place in the lives of people that do not know you. And Father, I pray through the power of your Holy Spirit that your people would be stirred up in their innermost being if they're not doing what thus say the word of God and being the salt of this world. Because Father, we desperately need it. Because Father, you've given this earth, yes, to the body of Christ. And we have a responsibility. Yes, we do, Father. Yes, Father. I pray that the eyes of everyone here's understanding will continually be enlightened. Yes, Father. To the calling that's upon their lives, Father, that they would really act upon the Great Commission. Because every one of us has been commissioned to share the gospel. Yes, Father. And Father, I pray that we all would rely on the Helper, the Holy Spirit, who you sent to help us, to lead and guide us into all truth, and showing us things to come, bringing things to our remembrance. You are so good, Father. You are so good. Yes, you are. Glory and honor to you, Father. Glory and honor to you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Glory and honor to you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. As we're still in a time of prayer, I like to have every head bow at this time. And I like to give an invitation to anyone here that has not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I like for you to just to raise your hand, and we'd like to lead you into sinner's prayer. Hallelujah. Because God sent his only begotten Son to redeem mankind, to bring mankind back into right standing with him, that man can stand before him and plead his case anytime he pleases. Father, I thank you and I praise you, Father. Yes, Father, you are so good. You are so good. Hallelujah. Yes, I thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Father, you are so loving. Yes, you are, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory and honor to you. And also now, if you can, you can raise your heads. And I'd like to, is anyone here that... we have a need for prayer. We're going to have a Lord's Supper, but we'll pray for you like after we have the Lord's Supper. Okay? Amen? So I'm going to turn it back into Pastor Bill's hand. Okay. Pastor Bill.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah, turn that on for me.
Al, just turn it off at the board. Yes, I'm going to leave your mic on.
Okay.
So you can pray. Okay. We're going to ask the ushers to come. We're going to have the Lord's Supper here.